Hey everyone. So in this session, I want to talk about finding talent because I've seen a lot of questions from startup founders that have come up recently about finding talent. And that's one of the greatest challenges is getting top-notch talent for their business. And it's really difficult to grow when you don't have the right people in place. So I thought I would share 10 places that I've found fantastic, talented people. And maybe I'll add a bonus one in as well. So what I've realized over the times of looking at startups and trying to build projects and whatnot, I've needed to outsource some of my work. So I would look at various platforms to see where I could gain expertise for these projects. So one piece that I would recommend right off the bat is angel.co, and it's AngelList. So it's called AngelList. And the reason why I recommend AngelList is because it is specifically designed for startup founders. So this is a platform for networking, specifically in a startup niche. So it's kind of separate from what LinkedIn would offer, which is a more general professional networking platform. So angel.co is a great way to connect with top-notch people because there's a jobs category there, and that's where you can post required or necessary jobs that you need to fill. So I would recommend checking out AngelList, especially if you are trying to build a startup. It's also good to get your profile on there as well because you could secure financing, funding, and all that as potential investors will check you out. The next one is LinkedIn, of course, because this is a place where most people have accounts if they're professionals. It's also something that ranks really well on Google. So LinkedIn is a highly popular place to go if you want to find talent. And with the search and whatnot, people are using LinkedIn quite a lot, and the messaging platform within LinkedIn has improved over the years. So it's a great way to connect and introduce and get referrals through LinkedIn. I think it's a fantastic communication platform to find your next talented developer, designer, marketer, anyone really. So you can also post jobs here. And the great thing about LinkedIn is people that want to apply to jobs on LinkedIn can hit like a one-click LinkedIn application button and it will send their LinkedIn profile into the job that you're posting. So there's very low barrier to actually applying to jobs. And I liken it to AngelList in a sense because they both have a very similar job application process. LinkedIn's a little more straightforward, especially because most people have their portfolios built out on LinkedIn with summary, description, and whatnot. So it's really easy to click that one button to send off your resume and other materials. So LinkedIn, great place to find people. And within LinkedIn, I would recommend checking out LinkedIn groups. So you can network on several groups. I'm on several different business groups where I'm just getting knowledge and connecting with other people. So it's a fantastic way to find out if there's somebody that might have a certain level of expertise in your area. That's why I recommend joining a few LinkedIn groups related to the position that you want to hire. So maybe you need a software developer. You should be joining the software developer groups and connecting with people who are clearly showing that they know what they're talking about. Because here we're talking about talent. We're trying to find talented people. You can get any C or B player to work for you, but the question is, can you get the A player? And this is where LinkedIn groups is a good way. And again, don't choose like the startup founder group in LinkedIn because no software developer is going to be on the startup founder group. They're going to be on the software developer group. So think in terms of where the talent people are hanging out and go to that group. Introduce yourself, learn more about them, get into the conversations. Now, if you don't want to go into the whole job boards and whatnot, you could try toptal.com And this is another area where talented people are actually qualified before they're allowed to be a part of TopTal. So this is a good way to outsource some of your talent. I would recommend checking it out if you want that serious professional edge. Now you can take it a little bit further down and just kind of go for general people that you want to look for, and that would be Upwork.com. Upwork.com is a fantastic freelancing platform. It's one of the most popular ones. So you can find expert people for any area in Upwork.com. I would recommend that if you don't want to go with the higher end TopTal. And I'll include links and whatnot to all these different platforms in the comments, just so everyone gets the spelling right or they have the direct links. And the next one would be local meetup groups. So you can go on to meetup.com, join the local groups, connect with people, trying to find maybe a growth hacker. You can join the nearest growth hacker group and connect with these people and talk to them. Another piece is local universities. So connecting with a college or university nearby is a great way to find students who could maybe intern for you, who would be happy to work and get the experience. And this is a great place. They have job fairs up there all the time. So you can easily grab people and get them into your group. Craigslist, it's been around for years. It's one of those things that's like, is it low-level talent? You'd be surprised how many talented people are looking on Craigslist. It's very popular. So putting a job up on Craigslist is another great way to just get your name out there and perhaps find more talent. Again, you're trying to maximize all the different places where you could source talent. And there's plenty of classified sites, so maybe Craigslist isn't the right place for you in your particular area of the world. Find another local classified site where you can post the job that you're looking for to be filled. And then we mentioned, growth hacking and whatnot. Well, you can join some local hackathons, and maybe there's like a midnight hackathon or something that's going on, and you can find a developer who's just working on a project and start chatting with these people. Like, there's a bunch of people who are maybe hackathoning it at a local coffee shop. Maybe see if you can join in and get in on the hackathon and make some new friends and connect with them. And talk about friends. Connect with your friends and family who you're currently associated with and see if they know other people. Tell people, hey, I'm looking to find startup talent. Where can I go? And they might be really helpful. They might even want to help you out for free. Getting your friends and family to help out, especially when you're trying to grow, is nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people are willing to help you out to see that you become successful. Job fairs, we mentioned this before. If you don't want to go to universities to find talent at those job fairs, you can go to any job fair at a library. You could go to ones at, maybe even high schools. I've been talking to a lot of kids who are in high school who are creating fantastic products. So high schools are a great way to source some talent. You'd be surprised. So there's people out there who maybe don't want to go to university and they'd be happy to work for a startup. Consider that as an option. 17-year-olds would be willing to work for you and get that experience. And then the bonus is Facebook groups. So I really think that if you want to be successful and finding the talent that you need to be trying all these different platforms, find out what connects with you. But, look at the areas that maybe people aren't checking out. Facebook groups, you'd be surprised how many people are on there and how many different niches there are on Facebook groups. Most people have a Facebook account, 1.1 billion users worldwide. So there's plenty of people out there who are on Facebook, and the Messenger platform is great. You can connect with anyone, any type of person. So join a Facebook group that's related to the niche you're looking to fill. Again, very similar to LinkedIn groups. So these are all the different channels that you can use to find startup talent. Now, the next step is you just have to go and do the work. You have to go and recruit. You have to go and find people. And that takes time. But when you have the conversations and you find out people who are local, who can really connect with you and your business, then maybe they're passionate about what you're doing, then they'll be happy to help you out. But you need to try these avenues, see what works, and then focus in on it. So those are just the 10 places to find startup talent. There's plenty more, but those are the ones that I would recommend. Thanks for tuning in.